Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Yes, we are. I don't know about the smarter part, but he's here. John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, and out in Carson City. I'm in Reno, Carson City. Of course, we have Craig. Craig Moss is running the show. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Younger? I agree with the smarter, but younger?
Let's scratch that one, too.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here one more time again.
Beautiful day for a radio show. And you know what I miss? It kind of reminds me what I miss about living in Las Vegas. I mean, here it's winter. We have a nice sunshine out there, kind of warm. The thing I miss about living in Las Vegas, hearing the ice cream truck outside in February. I think they might have a union now. I don't know. We're going to start you off with good news. Sincere kudos to the Wolfpack this morning, 84-63 over San Jose State last night. They've had a couple of wins in a row, I think. Right now, their record, 22-6. 22-6 for the Wolfpack. Basketball, a lot more successful than football, at least for this season. It's very nice. Some heads up. Number one, REMSA says there are no care flight operations today and tonight. It's the one-year anniversary of that terrible plane crash in Stagecoach that killed five people. What else do I have here? I got a press release from everybody's favorite, the Nevada DMV. It reads, don't spend all your time waiting in line. Go online. And there's this exclamation mark. See, even they admit that you're going to spend all your time waiting in line. But we're scolded here like it's our fault and like we're dumb and we didn't know there's an option. So that was my reaction. There actually isn't an option because there are dozens of things the website just will not help you out with, like being berated on hold, waiting for customer service anywhere where the recorded message acts like you're the dummy. Did you know you can get all your needs done online? Oh, yeah? No, I have this uncanny way of finding what the online can't do. And that's why I'm always on hold to talk to India. Do what a friend of mine says. He says, schedule ahead and go to the Fallon DMV. The hour drive, he says, is usually less than the waiting in Reno. Channel 4 has a story on their website this morning. San Francisco store now blocks customers from walking their aisles to prevent shoplifting. Customers at the hardware store will be asked to wait behind a desk at the store entrance, working with employees with access to the shelves to fulfill their shopping lists. It's wonderful. Just make everything more difficult for the law-abiding. You know, that's how gun control works, you know. Hey, folks, did you hear that? Well, I got to mention I'm going to a show today at 3. A lot of people are going to the show, not just me. Jeff Dunham is today at 3 o'clock at the Reno City Center downtown. I have to go see Peanut and Walter again. Reno City Center, which is not my favorite place to see a show. It's like when they do the shows and the concerts at the bottom level of the El Dorado. It's like a very large, flat floor. It's convention meeting space. And even if you get the first couple of rows, you're looking at a lot of people's back of heads there. And I was just thinking about you, Craig, and what your situation is, being in a wheelchair and all. If a 6-foot-tall guy like me has trouble seeing a show or music, comedy, whatever. What arrangements do they make? How is our town? How is our area when it caters and fulfills the needs of our those in wheelchairs?
Well, it's actually every venue pretty much abides by the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, and so rather than going online and buying a ticket for shows and whatever, I call the box office directly. and then they do my ticket based on what seating is available for wheelchairs. But it's
so it's a law.
Yeah, the Americans with Disabilities Act. And they have to have so many in the parking garage or parking lot. They have to have so many parking spaces within a certain distance of the building. They have to have be able to seat you what they call reasonable accommodation. So you're not going to get a blocked view seat. But, you know, so like when I went down to Sacramento for Cirque du Soleil, I absolutely love the people with Cirque du Soleil because their seating in their stadium seating that they use in the touring shows, they actually come out two seats at a time. They can actually take a section of seats out right in front of you, and you go right in there.
What I've seen is often they line up the wheelchairs in the very front row, which to me is not a great solution because, I mean, you got to face the loud music and all. It's not easy, and a friend of mine just got a new wheelchair. It was $5,000.
Yeah. They're not even expensive, yeah.
This is not electric. It's just mechanical. $5,000. Growing up, that's what like a Corvette cost when I was saving money. And he looked at one of these Lyft wheelchairs, $15,000. Like houses back in the 70s were selling for $15,000. And this is where I get mad, because there is obviously some real scamming going on here with gouging. There's some real gouging going on with medical equipment like this. There has to be.
There is, but there isn't. Mine was custom built for me, and it was $3,000. I love this company, Quickie, Sunrise Medical. They do everything very well. I've had it now for 3.5 years.
What's the cost?
It was $3,000, but there are, you know, if you go any cheaper or any less expensive, or, well, actually, I'd say the word cheaper, because if you go down to something that's not done well, you're going to be spending at least that and replacing it every year or so.
Anyway, I wish I could investigate
now,
that.
Quickly,
further.
going back to your disabled seating question.
Yeah.
You're going to the Reno Event Center downtown for Jeff Dunham today. Mm-hmm. You'll notice when you walk in, John, that you'll see...
Oh, I've been there before.
Yeah, you'll see the four sections of floor seating. Then right just to the sides of the floor seating, you'll see that there's a... It's a little low stage. It's like a 3-foot stage or 2.5-foot stage along the entire front of the seating. That's the accessible seating. The Reno Event Center, I believe, has like 50 or 60 seat spaces there. You'll see some chairs there, but those are companion seats, so that the wheelchair can be there and then your companion can be not in the chair.
I feel stupid because Jeff Dunham has been on my radio show when I was in Las Vegas, you know, a couple of times. And I never thought to call and say, oh, can he be hired? I've been doing this for 2 years. I'm still not used to it because I meet all these fascinating people during the week. Then I go home and they would have made a great guest on the radio show. Finally, before we go to break, did you know we have moose in northern Nevada? Now, I said this to Henry here. You know, Henry's the big outdoors hunting guy. I said, oh, yeah, no, there's been moose here for 25 years. I've lived here most of my life. I've never heard of moose in Nevada. Never seen one. Never heard about moose in Nevada. Have you folks ever seen one? Was I just blind to this? Moose?
They're just well camouflaged.
My friends at Elko say they spotted a few out north and west of Elko. And now if you drive 80 between Elko and Wendover, you might see a few. Endow says they're monitoring moose coming down from Idaho, and they're being followed by wolves. Yes, wolves, too, are now moving to Nevada. And around Ely, I've heard good numbers of elk coming in. I hope they don't try to turn Nevada into the state they came from. By the way, because I lived in Maine, I can say this, don't walk up to a moose. They're not as gentle as they look. They are gentle from a distance, But moose are mean and nasty. They really are. They seem mellow, but they are not. Endow might even open a hunting season. I think Henry said it's on or something, if they haven't already. And it just so happens, as I was hearing about this, Thursday night on this TV show, it's called Outdoor Nevada on PBS. I think the series comes from the Vegas PBS station, but they had it on Channel 5. And this guy went to Jarbidge. Anybody been to Jarbidge? It's a good dirt road drive up from Elko. And that road stays closed all the way to July because, you know, winter is thawing out and it's a dirt road and it's like super muddy. So you can't get there from the south until July because it's muddy from winter that long. Well, anyway, they actually caught video of some moose there in Jarbidge, and they're hanging out on this dirt road, the main drag, that's the main street. And yes, amazing for me to see moose in Nevada. And number two, amazing me watching PBS. I do watch Channel 5 on Saturday, the Lawrence Welk show, which, and that's for the benefit of my wife because that highly irritates her.
I got to play at Channel 5 for 29 years part-time.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was in master control for 29 years part-time. So
Lawrence Welk every Saturday night.
My favorites were the British comedies.
The British comedies. I have a difficulty translating the British accents. That's at a loss for me. But anyway, I'm just amazed how many stars and music from the day on the Lawrence Welk show are so forgotten. I mean, gone from American memory. Anthony Newley, Jackie Gleason music albums, Lester Lannan, the great Henry Mancini. Even Spotify doesn't know what I'm talking about. And the commercials are better on PBS. The soothing voice, you know. The last time I saw good commercials on ABC, CBS, and NBC stations, they were Boxcar Willie commercials. That's how long it's been. Remember Boxcar Willie with 30 great tracks. And he had that, like, beat-up hobo hat. And I have up to now been unsuccessful trying to get a Boxcar Willie CD. Maybe you folks can help. Anyway, I'm rambling. I apologize for that. It's 9:18. We have our first guest up next after the break. We are going to talk outdoors, and I'm going to ask him about moose in Nevada. But he has tickets for a great banquet, and you got to catch this because today is the last day to get those tickets. So we're going to talk to Derek up next. You hang in there, Craig, okay? 9:19 is our time. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter back with you live and local in the studio. Chris Costin, the Muley Fanatic Foundation. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Yeah, John, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. There's a reason why you're here. We have a banquet. It is coming up next Saturday. Ticket sales were going to end today. Thankfully, you extended the time to buy tickets to this awesome banquet, but it's still the last-minute push. So tell us about the big banquet, which is coming up next Saturday.
Yeah, so this is our third annual fundraising banquet. The benefits or proceeds go to Mule Deer Conservation in Northern Nevada. And, yeah, it's this Saturday. We're a few tickets and tables shy of selling
next
out.
Next Saturday, right?
Next Saturday, correct, yeah. So we're going to extend it to Wednesday.
What are ticket buyers going to find at this banquet that they'll enjoy?
This is going to be our biggest show yet. So we have a live auction, a silent auction. We have over 30 firearms we'll be giving away.
What?
Tons and tons and tons of outdoor hunting recreation equipment. Our live auction is full of different hunts: African safaris, black-tailed deer in California, fishing trips to Pyramid Lake.
How are you going to do the trips? Auction or?
Yeah, most of them are auction. We have. Also, some all-inclusive vacations that are in our silent auction. through a group that helps conservation groups raise money. So we have five of those all-inclusive vacations.
So even people who are not into this whole conservation outdoor thing, you're going to have things for them that they'll want to bid on. You know, I'm sure they're just plain nice trips to cities and things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely, there's Cabo, a whole bunch of tropical Cabo vacations. Yeah, Caribbean, we've got Vienna, a trip to Italy for 6 nights.
Man, so. You are one cool conservation group.
Yeah, we
are. That is awesome. How is the Muley Fanatic Foundation different from other conservation groups?
It's basically around their funding model. So what they did is they wanted to give almost all the control of the funds back to the local chapters. So our group raises all these funds. 70% of everything we allocate stays here in, or that we raise stays here in Nevada, and we allocate it. So it's local Nevadans working towards Nevada projects, and we're allowed to pick them. We use that money and we disperse it every year to projects that we feel benefit.
Which projects?
A few of them have been reseeding projects here in the Peterson Mountain Range, northern Washoe areas. We've worked on
like after burns and things like
wildfires. That's one of the
state doesn't do that, or
the state does. They do a lot of it. BLM does a lot of work. Nevada Division of Wildlife does a lot, and they're the people that we tend to partner with most because they have a 3-to-1 matching grant. So.
Okay.
They really help us stretch our dollars and go a lot further. And we also work on some collaring projects. We introduced a new solar ear tag that gets those big kind of antiquated deer collars out of the field and puts a small little solar ear tag on the deer so that it's not as intrusive in their environment and on their bodies.
Solar deer tag. A deer got to be thinking, what the heck is this?
Oh, yeah.
And you got like GPS on these things, right?
Yeah, so it helps us raise... or compile data for migratory areas, key habitat, winter, summer habitat, so we can focus in on conserving those areas and protecting the deer's feed and browse.
I would love one of those GPS collars for the cats.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do in that backyard. A general habitat improvement studies.
Definitely. We do a lot of that, working on that, and... it just contributing to projects that Endow is working on. So
how are we out there? How is the conservation picture for rural Nevada at this moment? How are we doing?
Mule deer are declining across the West. They're declining in Nevada.
Why?
There's a lot of factors. It's complicated. There's habitat loss due to wildfire. There's urban encroachment. There's also competition from wild or feral horses. There's
more and more of them.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest problems, along with wildfire and just loss of habitat and key wintering habitat. But as far as Nevada goes, we have the best conservation ethic, I say, in the country. It's amazing how people will actually get out, put money out there to fund these projects and to get behind groups like ours and really put their money where their beliefs are and their hunting heritage is.
Well, we have a great outdoors. Look at this. More moose are coming.
Yeah.
More moose. You're the second guy to tell me. Henry did earlier. Oh, yeah, we've had moose here. I, for some reason, have not heard since the 70s anything about moose in Nevada. But they're not. They're mainly northeast Nevada, right?
They are. They actually had a couple pictures of some on a field down in Winnemucca, even. So they're moving around and looking for little places to hide.
They didn't care for Idaho. I mean, is there something here that they?
Well, Nevada's better than Idaho, so
yeah,
of course they want to come
yeah,
here.
I gotcha. But if they, I don't want them bringing their rules from other states. You know me. what got you into conservation? What's your story? What was the incentive for you to do what you can to help our outdoors?
I grew up, my grandpa had gun shows as a kid, and I followed him around the country going to gun shows, and he ran different conservation groups out in Yerington, and so it's a family thing, and it was, you know, having my own kids and wanting to conserve and preserve some of this heritage and the animals on the landscape, the things that I love. I want to make sure that they're here for, you know, the next generations, and to instill this conservation ethic in my kids.
And finally, you run Bighorn Tree Care.
Yeah, that's
is that
correct.
You?
Yep, that's us.
Tree care people, folks, you want a great career for your kids? Have them work overtime for the rest of your life? Get them into tree work. Oh my goodness. I made a booking for a tree place because there are a lot of broken trees now.
Yeah.
We had incredible windstorms so far this year, and of course more people moving in, and they booked me 5 months down the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is it like that for you?
We're pretty far out, but we always make, kind of triage our jobs and get to the most important ones first, and, work with all our clients to make sure everybody's taken care of in a timely manner. And it's a great profession. You never you don't have to pay for a gym membership.
It's amazing what you guys can do now, because the last guy we had, a scrawny little guy, I expected a big crew to come out because we got tall trees and they were broken on top. This just one guy shows up, a little scrawny guy, but the equipment he had, he just took this tree and moved it into the truck and chipped it and everything. Isn't that great technology making that job easier?
It's amazing. From when I started, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and yeah. Some guys were still climbing on hemp ropes when I started. So it's the technology, the advancements, it's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, hey, we got Fox News here, but tell us about the once again the banquet. It is next Saturday at the South 40 in South Reno. That's some sort of a restaurant club, right?
Yeah, it's a new big venue. They've got a restaurant and bar. They have the back yard, which is probably 10,000-15,000 square feet. It's just massive, big room. They've got a stage. We're going to get 350 people in there. We have the amazing live auction, a silent auction.
30 firearms up for grabs.
Yeah, and another 30-plus raffles to give away that people. We have games, all kinds of fun games, Wheel of Fortune, Plinko, games, Nerf games. We got Battleborn beer, donated beer, so we've got $3 beers. Verdi Local Distillery came up with a drink for us. It's a play on the Moscow Mule. It's the Verdi Mule Deer, and they're going to have a whiskey tasting.
You guys have been working on this, okay.
Oh, my gosh, prime rib dinner. It's going to be amazing.
Next Saturday, folks, at the South 40, what time?
It's doors are going to open at 4 o'clock.
Tickets sold at the door?
We're trying to sell them online. If you go to 2024bank.givesmart.com, you can get a ticket there, or you can give me a call at 775-771-9592, and I'll help you get set up.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more time with the website, because it's kind of long.
Yeah, so it's 2024bank, B-A-N-Q. Sierra.givesmart.com.
All right, my friend. Chris, been an honor to talk to you.
John, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Have good luck with that big event. And, of course, money goes to a great foundation, Fanatic Foundation. I'm John Potter, live and local. Phone lines open, 884-9910. Got a break for Fox News right now at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 932.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, friends. John Potter back with you live and local each and every Saturday. I got to bring this up again because it was a very big deal for me. Did you hear we had on Thursday night, for the first time in over 50 years, America landed on the moon? I bring this up because I didn't see it enough on the TV news, but, you know, because there it's, you know, a lot of America bad and all that. But this private company built this robotic lander, and it landed on the moon Thursday, and it's going to just sit there for a week, and it's going to be collecting data. The first ship on the moon since 1972. Remember back then when going to the moon was like super important, and it was like, you know, we wanted to go to the moon every year, and then it just stopped. and like billions of dollars were spent, and we just quit. Nobody said anything. Did we finally just come to the conclusion that maybe the moon is not that great? I mean, did an astronaut come back and say, yeah, it was okay, nothing there? Must have been a disappointment because nobody went twice. I mean, I picture NASA going around asking, you want to go to the moon? No, kids are in school. But, hey, you go. It's fun. You go. It's a good time. All right. Let me see. Locally, here's one of the big deals of the day. The RGJ is reporting this morning that the former Reno Harrah's, now labeled the Reno City Center Project, is still alive. The article reads, 1 week after filing a bankruptcy petition for the Reno City Center project downtown, the owner of the former Harrah's Reno Hotel Casino stressed that the project is still moving forward. Griffin Private Wealth Management told the Reno Gazette-Journal that it has no plans to bail on its vision for Reno City Center despite challenges over financing and a litany of unpaid commitments over the project. Griffin guy says, as owners of the Reno City Center project, yeah, they're still owners, we continue to be excited and enthusiastic about the prospects for downtown Reno's transformation. I heard that excited and enthused line many times from many now departed projects. That I think, you know, that's straight out of, well, it sounds a bit like the GSR Water Park press release from like 2005. But if it's true, you know, I would be ecstatic. I really would. But I've just been hearing so much about unpaid subcontractors since they stopped working there. It's hard for me to get my hopes up. It's not all their fault. It wasn't really the company's fault. Bidenomics, high inflation, pretty much killed it, hurt them badly, along with how it's hurting us. You know, the new Reno police station renovation at the old newspaper building more than doubled in price. I don't know if you heard that. The construction company says they are still grappling with increased costs and that, according to the Associated General Contractors of America, costs for construction rose 28% from April 2020. To August 2021 alone. That's just 16 months. The Moana Pool project went from a $28 million buildup to $46.7 million. Not sure you heard, but Truckee Meadows Water announced hikes to your water bill this year and next year and in 2026, a price hike every year they're asking for. For the year it was approved, this year it was approved. Let me see here. They say the average water bill is going up $7 or $8 a month. And the Tumwa guy on the news last night, right out, he said it was due to one thing. He said high inflation. Tumwa's own power bill went way up. And this vicious cycle that inflation causes from one place to another. In other news today, experts claim Prince William's opposition to Prince Harry's return to royal life has everything to do with Kate Middleton. We will talk about that never. Clark County School Superintendent scored a $250,000 payoff, a one-time lump payment for his resignation. The superintendent's got this racket going. This guy came to Las Vegas from Florida 5 years ago. Meanwhile, I mean, there's superintendent trouble all over the state here. In Douglas County, they tried to hire a former Stockton, California school super who resigned after a DUI conviction. No contest on a hit-and-run charge, sexual harassment allegations, and using district credit cards for personal use, and they wanted to hire him. And in Washoe County, we have an impressive record of school superintendents who come, they stay for a couple of years, and then they quit and get their big payoff. We've had 5 school superintendents leave in the last 11 years. Susan Enfield just left her job. Our Washoe County school superintendent just left her job 2 weeks ago. Didn't even give a specific reason for leaving besides saying it's personal. She worked there less than 2 years and walked away with a payoff. Remember Pedro Martinez? He walked away with $500,000. You wonder why they keep leaving. Because, well, it's because you get more for not staying. I don't know. Heck with the school district and the kids, right? Just get yours, get out at the expense of their education. And the school district is paying another $60,000 right now to another national search firm. Oh boy, haven't they done a great job to help find their next super, our next super. These headhunting firms make bank too in this racket. Constantly we have leadership change in finding people to fill the position that live anywhere but here, just so they can leave with a golden parachute a year later, all while we have one of the lowest performing school districts. It's a bad situation. It's a bad picture. Maybe just start hiring from within. You know, you can't tell me there aren't any candidates who already work for the school district, or at least in the state, who know a bit about our local education. You know, you can't tell me that there aren't any candidates who already work for the school district who can do a good job on this. Hire people with roots here in Northern Nevada, people who know what the school district needs, how it runs. It doesn't make any sense at all to hire people from other states and over again. Our school district is not anyone's piggy bank or resume filler. If that's all this was to Susan Enfield, and then the heck with her. If she doesn't want the stress of running a school district with problems like ours, should have found an easier job. It's a tough job. And these people are paid very well. Her first year salary, $310,000, was raised by $41,000 last year and over $7,000 for this year. It was $358,000 for this year alone. President of the United States salary is just $40,000 more than that. Well, he's not worth his paycheck either, but, you know, government work. When I was cut off the air at Channel 2, I didn't even get 2 weeks severance. It's, you know, another company that insists you give them 2 weeks notice if you quit, but they don't give you 2 weeks if your contract runs out. So I hereby announce my candidacy for school superintendent anywhere in Nevada. I would love that, and I'm sorry if that terrifies you. 9:47 is our time. Phone 9 is open at 884-9910, and I'm told that I have to tell you that you can also text that, 775-884-9910. And Craig will tell me what you think. And otherwise, call. Love to hear your voice. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Next guest coming up at 10 o'clock. But we'll do open topic up next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 948.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News. Talk, true, true.
It's 9 before 10, live and local, John Potter, each and every Saturday morning. Another week, and our Congress takes off again. Another two-week vacation. Collecting their paychecks, I would have nailed their hands to their desks with a nail gun. All these politicians must be set free into the wild. A $5 million buyout for each one of them would be acceptable in my eyes just to see them all go. I'm honestly okay with my tax money going to that. My patience, by the way, it's like a gift card. I'm not sure how much is left on it, but we can give it a try, right? Can you relate? All right, let's talk local. Nevada Appeal reports Sparks mayor fears the city, Sparks, may turn into San Francisco. Ed Lawson says he fears the Rail City may someday have some of the San Francisco's urban problems, such as snarled traffic, countless housing issues, and perhaps most importantly, no room to grow. Lawson said, quote, "For us in Sparks, we are out of land. And that quote, there was a land study done by the business community. We're going to run out of residential land in 2027. He says so many are moving there here for jobs in places like USA Parkway that Sparks wants to do that land swap. We talked about this before. They want to buy federal land east of Sparks to build housing closer to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. And both Senator Jackie Rosen and Congressman Mark Amadei are pushing for it. The mayor says, quote, back to, I don't want to be in San Francisco. That's where we're going to end up if we don't have the land to build or expand. I don't want to be San Francisco, but it looks like we're going to end up being San Francisco if we don't get the property tax changed or the lands bill. The mayor's issue is that all the commuters who go out to work at USA Parkway for their jobs, that ties up, oh my gosh, we know, 80 and everything, and Pyramid Highway, the big line of cars in the morning rush hour, and don't talk about expanding or widening these roads, because by the time they get doing that again, we'll be dead. But there's also pressure on Sparks housing, and this means that if there's no housing around USA Parkway, that drives up the rents and that drives up the prices of the already built Sparks homes within the city limits, and raises the rents there because it's the closest city to those jobs out there. And he's talking about getting some housing closer to those jobs to relieve the pressure on I-80 and keep Sparks from getting too overpopulated. So we need more land for development. So not San Francisco, like the mayor says. Instead, it's more, I don't know, more like Los Angeles, is it? We will see. What do you say on that one? And another from the RGA headline, Washoe Elections Chief says, don't mail your mail-in ballot in general election if the move to the U.S. Postal Service Sacramento move is approved. Interim Registrar of Voters Carrie Ann Burgess is worried that moving mail processing operations from Reno's Vassar Street Post Office to Sacramento will delay mail-in ballots so that more will miss the deadline to be counted, especially if there's a snowstorm going back and forth over the pass in November. You think? This is a quote here. The plan, which is not final but is considered likely, would move mail sorting operations from Reno to Sacramento. All Reno mail would first go to California, where it would get a Reno postmark and date stamp before coming back over the Sierra. Yeah, we've been talking about this crazy idea last Saturday, and how many times have we seen Donner Pass closed to traffic? It's like it's a regular thing now every winter, even when it's not, even in good traffic. It would take a lot longer for our mail to get processed and sent and to receive your mail. Dad would say moving operations to Sacramento is sort of like going around the block just to get next door by doing left-hand turns. Our highly efficient federal government and its ever-growing bureaucracy has come up with another winner. They've been talking about doing this actually for, I think, 5 years. I think was the first time I heard about this, but I never thought they would seriously put this into motion. And the last thing Nevada needs is more suspicion and controversy over voting. I can hear it now. Oh, well, yeah, no wonder they counted our votes in California. That's what people are going to be saying. Reno is not a small town. It's a city, and cities should be managing their own mail. Right? Am I crazy? We're a big enough city to do it ourselves. So the whole thing has me scratch my head. And mail-in ballots, I didn't even think of that. Come election, so what? Are we going to wait 3 days for results now? It's got to cause a delay. I can't see how it wouldn't. Yeah, I'm crazy. All right, 884-9910. This is 99.1. Craig, am I crazy?
If you have to ask that question, I would say that gives you your answer. Yes.
I'm picturing you as I go into these rants, you're just backing away against the wall. I don't mean to scare folks.
Zone out.
Well, it's very disheartening to see these articles and to read what's going on. Oh, gosh, we got a break for Fox News. 99.1, 92.3.
A whole minute
FM
to go, John.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, you're right. 9:57. Okay. Got to tell you, my phone. I'm keeping the old phone. I don't fully trust the new one yet, but the old one is gone now because it fell down a flight of stairs this morning. It's okay. It was in my pocket, but still, I'm going to miss the old phone. You would think two different Androids would not be different. They're both Androids, but Samsung has their way and Pixel has their way. And so it's a total re-education for me. Then you know, the show wouldn't be complete if I was griping about high tech like somebody in a nursing home. All right, now we're going to break for Fox News. 884-9910 is our number. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:58.